Chapter 8. An Imaginary Friend. Bruno continued to meet Shmuel after his lessons with Herr List. His mother usually went to sleep in the afternoon and never noticed him leave. And Gretel was normally in her room playing with her dolls. Shmuel was usually waiting for him in the same place, staring at the ground. One afternoon, Bruno noticed that he had a bruise around his eye. But when Bruno asked him about it, he just shook his head.
"I don't want to talk about it," he said.
Bruno still wanted to go under the fence to play with his friend and the other boys. He asked about it every day. But every day, Shmuel said, no, it was not a good idea.
"I don't know why you want to come here anyway," he added one afternoon. "It's not a very nice place."
"You haven't lived in my house," Bruno replied,
forgetting Shmuel's story of 11 people living in one room before they came to Outwith.
"It doesn't have 5 floors, only 3. It's so small."
Another day he asked,
"Why do you all wear the same striped pyjamas and caps?"
"That's what they gave us when we arrived here," explained Shmuel. "They took away our other clothes."
"But don't you sometimes wake up in the morning and want to wear something different?"
Shmuel opened his mouth to say something and then closed it again.
"I don't even like striped clothes," said Bruno.
A few days later, Bruno woke up and saw that it was raining heavily. It continued falling through breakfast and through his lessons with Herr List. When they finished in the afternoon, it was still raining. This was bad news because it meant that he could not meet Shmuel. Bruno lay on his bed with a book, but it was hard to read because he kept thinking about Shmuel. At that moment, Gretel came in to see him. She did not usually come to his room. She preferred to play with her dolls.
"What do you want?" he asked.
"That's not nice," said Gretel. "I've got nothing to do. I hate the rain."
Bruno did not really understand this. His sister did not often leave the house. She did not go exploring like him and make new friends. How did the rain change this? But still, he was bored too.
"There are times," he thought, "when a brother and sister can stop their war. And this is one of those times." "I hate the rain too," he said. "I should be with Shmuel now. He will think that I've forgotten him."
The words came out before he could stop them. He suddenly felt very angry with himself.
"You should be with who?" asked Gretel.
"I'm sorry," said Bruno slowly. "I didn't hear you."
"Who are you talking about?"
"Are you crazy?" he asked.
"What did you say, Bruno?"
said Gretel in a low voice, and she lifted a hand and pointed a finger at him. Bruno thought for a moment. He and his sister were both children, and she did not have friends either, only her dolls. Maybe she was lonely at Outwith too. But Shmuel was his friend, and he did not want to share him. He could only do one thing. He had to lie.
"I do have a new friend," he began slowly. "I go and see him every day, and he is waiting for me now. But you can't tell anyone about him."
"Why not?"
"Because he's not real. He's an imaginary friend, said Bruno. We play together every day.
Gretel opened her mouth and then started to laugh.
An imaginary friend, she said. Aren't you a bit old for one of those?
Bruno looked at the ground and tried to look like he was feeling stupid. He wanted his face to go red, like Lieutenant Kotler's face at dinner when he spoke about his father in Switzerland.
An imaginary friend, Gretel said again. Really, Bruno? So, what do you and your imaginary friend do together?
Bruno smiled then, because he knew that she believed him. Then he thought about it, and he decided that he really did want to talk about Shmuel.
We talk about everything, he said. I tell him about our home in Berlin, and he tells me about his family and his father's watch shop and his old friends. But he doesn't have friends now, because they were taken away.
He doesn't sound much fun, said Gretel, and laughed.
He hasn't seen his grandfather for a few days, and he's very worried about him. His father keeps crying and holding him very hard.
Bruno stopped, because he knew that these things were true. But at the same time that Shmuel said them, Bruno did not really understand that his friend was feeling very sad. He suddenly felt terrible, because every time Shmuel spoke about these things, he started talking about other things, small, stupid things.
I'll say sorry for that tomorrow, he thought.
Bruno, you must stop talking to imaginary friends, or Father will think that you are mad, Gretel said.
Bruno nodded.
But I don't want to stop, he replied.
Well, don't tell Father about it, she said.
I won't, he said. Now please go away. I want to read my book.